Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeremy from Bothell is. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeremy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Today's the day.
I love that attitude. What fruit is dried to produce raisins?
Grape.
Correct. The Francis Scott Key Bridge recently collapsed in what U.S. state?
Boston.
No.
Or Massachusetts.
No.
Rhode Island.
No.
Damn it.
What Mariners player has the nickname J-Rod?
Pass.
In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
France?
No.
England?
No.
China?
No. The first movie ever to put out a motion picture soundtrack was what Disney film?
Snow White.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what symbol shares a key with the number one?
Exclamation point.
Correct. In the Pac-Man video game, what is the name of the pink ghost?
Pinky.
Yes. What insect is able to survive without its head?
Praying mantis.
No.
Worm?
No. Jeremy, you got 4 correct.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure today is the day for you, to be honest.
You know, crazier things have happened.
Yeah, maybe Steve's, you know, distracted with the Mariners.
That's all he can think about is baseball.
He's got his thinking cap on, though, so maybe not. Oh, man, I didn't even think about it. If I get a perfect 10, I have to wear this hat during Beat Migs forever.
That's true.
I would love that.
That's a lot of pressure.
Steve, are you ready?
Go, Julio!
Woo! For anyone that wants to know what's happening right now, Steve Migs, his mask was tangled up in the microphone cord.
It was.
He cannot play the game without wearing the eye mask.
I was starting to panic.
I can't. Saw it.
Without, this is like my safety blanket. Like, if I'm Linus with this.
All okay, right, is it on? Okay.
Yes, I'm good.
What fruit is dried to produce raisins?
Grapes.
Correct.
Raisins are awesome.
They're disgusting.
Just
the Francis Scott Key Bridge recently collapsed in what U.S. state?
Baltimore.
No.
Maryland. Sorry.
Correct.
Yes.
What Mariners player has the nickname J-Rod?
It's not his nickname. It's Julio Gulio. And that's Julio Rodriguez.
Yes. In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
I'm going to go Russia.
No.
America.
No.
France.
No. The first movie ever to put out a motion picture soundtrack was what Disney film?
Snow White?
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what symbol shares a key with the number one?
Exclamation point.
Yes. In the Pac-Man video game, what is the name of the pink ghost?
Pinky.
Correct. What insect is able to survive without its head?
A snail?
No.
A worm?
No.
Caterpillar?
No. Oh. What do you call a shape with 7 sides?
Hexagon?
No.
7. 11.
No.
Second Gun?
No.
Sexy Don?
The sitcom Frasier is a spinoff of what show?
Cheers.
Yes.
Did you say Sexodong?
Yes. Sexodong. Yes, okay. It did say Sexodong.
Making sure.
And with
it's
that,
a good movie.
You get 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4.
Yes.
Sorry, oh, Jeremy. Yeah, normally I would feel bad. Yeah, you can tell everybody. But I don't really. Go ahead and tell
everybody. I'm the man, just like Julio Rodriguez and Luis Castillo.
He didn't get that one correct, so that was unfortunate. And he didn't know the bridge that recently collapsed, what state that was in. So, you know, I don't really feel that bad for Jeremy. But let's see. In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
I would just guess Ireland because...
No. Belgium.
Really?
Belgium?
Belgium.
Like the waffles?
Yes.
Jeez, they're taking all the good stuff.
They are. What insect is able to survive without its head?
He said praying mantis, and I swear that would have been the right one.
You know, thinking about it, maybe that is. I don't know. But the one that I have is cockroach. They can survive weeks without their head.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that like, whoa.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Like, they just survive. They can survive anything.
Yeah. Try to kill them? Nope.
Well, now that I think about it, that makes perfect sense.
Yep. And what do you call a shape with 7 sides? You were close, Steve. It's not a hexagon, it's a heptagon.
So it's not a sexodon.
I wish the 6th one was a sexodon.
Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations on beating Jeremy.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a website called Ranker.com where people have been asked to cast a vote on which female singer they wish they could sound like.
Okay. Is Yoko Ono number 1 on the list?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably not.
You cracked the code, Steve.
Yes.
This is who came in at number 1.
I need a man who take a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
It's Mariah Carey.
No, but she is on the list. Whitney Houston, number 1.
Whitney Houston. And Ranker's fun because Ranker's just user-based. So when the votes will constantly change. So the rest of the, it's still number 1 is Whitney Houston. Would you put that at number 1? If you wanted to sound like a singer, would you want to sound like Whitney Houston?
I would probably go with Ann Wilson.
Yeah, more of a rocker voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about Courtney Love?
No. Wow.
Man. Really? Like,
I wouldn't put that in probably my top 10.
If I was a woman, I think I'd want to sound like Courtney Love.
Really?
Okay, I know that's very polarizing. But Live Through This and Celebrity Skin, I love both of those records.
For sure.
And I love that raspiness of her voice.
See, I thought yours was going to be Miley Cyrus.
That's mine!
I mean, if I could... Really?
Oh, yeah. And I love a voice that once she opens her mouth and you know that's her.
Yep.
And she can do it all.
She's not in the top 5, though. Rounding out the top 5 are Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Kelly Clarkson, and Adele. I do find myself sometimes trying to belt out Adele, and I am sure that my husband thinks I'm a crazy person for even trying.
What does it sound like? Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh, you're standing up.
Why did I do this? I'm sorry.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. For you.
That was horrible.
Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you say.
I really, really, really hated that.
I think I'm do that rolling in the deep. No, don't do it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I actually think that was pretty good, Tara. I'm kind of impressed.
Thanks, Sarah.
It's early. It's 7 in the morning.
She hasn't had enough coffee yet.
Honestly, it sounded fine to me. I'd be the worst. I know. I'd be the worst at like American Idol judge. I'd be like, it sounds like a song. It's not bad. You know, I don't know how to tell what a good singing voice is or not.
Do you know when yours is bad?
Do I know when mine is bad?
Like,
yes.
Do you know that you have a real...
All the time.
Okay. So if you just tried to do what Taryn did, you would know that it didn't sound good.
No, I don't hate you guys that much.
Well, wait, let's do this. Let's show Steve who the number 1 male singer is that most people wish they could sing like and then have you replicate.
Oh, please. Okay? Yes. Right. I want this to happen.
I didn't volunteer for this.
Let's just try it out and see how it feels. Fine. All right. Here is number...
I'm okay with doing animal impressions, not so much lead singer impressions. But
this is number one for the men.
She keeps Moet Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline.
I want to point out.
Why would you do that to me?
You can't see Steve's face right now, but the minute it was Freddie Mercury, Steve almost punched you in the face.
He looked very overwhelmed.
There's no way I can sound like Freddie Mercury.
Can you do a little Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Oh, you're gonna do Killer Queen? Yeah, go for it.
No, don't do it with the cameras on. I can't do that.
The camera's not on. I'm just holding up my phone.
Dance when nobody's watching. Sing when nobody's listening. Is that what it is? Right? I don't need you guys doing this.
The camera's not on. I just have it. I'm holding my phone.
I put my blindfold on and pretend I don't see the cameras, but I need to look at the lyrics.
Do it.
I really, really don't want to do this.
Two lines.
I don't like karaoke. I'm starting to pit. Like, this is not cool.
I've never seen you so nervous to do something.
I hate singing. I really, really
hate singing. You got this.
Especially when you're trying to make me do it good. She keeps it. I can't do it. I don't even know how to pronounce these words, first of all. She keeps her Moet et Chandon. Can you play that thing again just so I can hear what he's singing? Sorry.
She keeps a Moet Chandon.
Okay, there we go.
In a pretty cabinet.
She keeps a Moet Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Right?
That was really good.
That's as much as you're getting from me.
That was really good.
I am legitimately, like, I feel drops of sweat coming in between my pits.
I had no idea you were so uncomfortable singing.
That's why I'm a drummer. I hide behind cymbals and stuff.
No backup vocals? Occasionally?
That look. Oh, my God. He's not even the singer I'd want to sound like if I could sing.
The ones that round out the top five on that list, I don't know who this guy is. Is it Jimin from BTS? Or is it Yimin? I don't know how to pronounce that.
It's the K-pop band.
Yes.
And then Dimash Kudaibergen?
You don't know Dimash?
Are you?
No.
Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra.
Who's this Michael Jackson guy? Come on. If I had to pick one, if I could sing like somebody, it would easily be this guy, since we're isolating vocals.
Hey, I'm feeling outshine, 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 outshine.
Okay, your turn, Steve.
No.
Yeah, you said this is your guy.
This is who you want to sound like. This is your chance.
Steve may throw you guys out of the building today. Security.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? Call us now and tell us your commute time. 206-803-ROCK. There is some new data that is confirming what we already know, that Seattle traffic is the absolute worst, and it's worse now than it was a year ago. The Seattle metro area ranks 27th in the world.
In the world?
For terrible traffic.
Shout out to Seattle.
Yeah, we're crushing it. Seattle ranks number 10 amongst U.S. cities, and it says that the average Seattle driver lost around 58 hours of time just sitting in traffic, which is much more than the national average of 42 hours. So there was a Como 4 news report that talked about this last night.
That's terrible. That's a lot of time. Honestly, I feel like that could be time to be more active, to go outside, to spend time with family.
After 10 years of wasting time driving 2 hours a day to and from work in Seattle, Kathleen Liu tells me she found a new job just 15 minutes from home in Bellevue.
Actually, it was affecting my mental health too. Traffic.
In what way?
It was actually making me really depressed.
In what way? Because I wanted to punch every single driver on the road every morning. That's why.
So, Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? 206-803-ROCK. Chris, are you doing this commute right now?
I'm on the road right now, yeah.
Where are you headed from and to?
So, I live in Centralia, and I go to Seattle.
Oh.
Every day. I'm a UPS driver. So, every day.
So how long does it take you to get from Centralia to Seattle?
It takes usually about 2 hours, especially on bad days. Today, maybe an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a nice day. It's a simple day, yeah. And on the way back, similar amount of time?
No, so I get done when the truck's empty, so maybe an hour, 15 minutes, but I'm clocking off at like 7 o'clock. So, yeah.
Oh, my man, that sucks.
Leah in Issaquah, you have a pretty serious commute. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I live in Smoky Point, and I drive to Issaquah every day. It's a 100 miles round trip. So I leave an hour early and get here and sit in the parking lot for an hour. And then going home, it's usually an hour and a half to 2 hours easy, and it sucks. And I want to kill myself every day.
Leah, I feel like you're a lot of people, man. Like, because I see some people driving so early on in the mornings, and sometimes I talk to some people like, I'd rather drive and get to work super early than be stuck in traffic for the same amount of time.
Yes, exactly. So, and I'll just sit in my car, listen to you guys, put my makeup on, and eat my breakfast. But yeah.
That's right. That's what Danny does every morning, too. He sits in the car. He puts his makeup on.
Thank you. Yes, yes, I do.
It's just the eyeliner. It takes 5 seconds.
Parker in Shelton, what is your commute all about?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
I live in Shelton. I bought a house there a couple of years ago because the rent market was going crazy. And so I used to live in King County in Kent. And so I got a nice job there driving truck and so we went to buy a house. We kept getting outbid everywhere we went. And so we ended up finding a nice home in Shelton. And so I still drive to Kent every day. And it's about an hour 45 there, an hour 45 back. I need to find a new job, to be honest.
If anyone wants to call up and hire Parker.
Wait, is it right now saying it out loud is making you realize I can't do this anymore?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's a great job. I love the people there. And, you know, I needed to buy a home for my family. It's the right thing to do. So I kind of suffer a little bit.
Well, I get that, too. Like, sometimes people will be like, well, you live in Puyallup so far. Like, thankfully, with our hours, it's not that bad coming in. Sometimes leaving work, it could suck depending on what time I leave work. But because I feel like rush hour is just basically from 5 in the morning until, like, 7 p.m. It's kind of ridiculous around here. But I was like, I'm willing to make that drive so I could live in a better home and a bigger home for my family and all that, as opposed to, like, living closer to Seattle, which would be really nice. But then we'd also be living in a studio apartment.
206-803-ROCK. If you think your commute is the worst.
I'd still have to have two jobs to do that.
Yeah. Give us a call now. Mike, you are in bad traffic near Marysville right now.
I am. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Mike?
So, Cedro Woolley to Mukilteo. It's a 120-mile round trip daily. About an hour commute. This morning is not an hour. It's well over. I don't know what's going on, but it's fun.
What kind of car he's driving? Because I got to imagine that gets a little expensive in the gas mileage.
That's a good point too. And gas is not cheap.
No, here. No, it's not.
Skip Dog, you're on I-5. You're a truck driver. What's your commute today?
Three
One way?
One way.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Do you do that how many times a week?
Once or twice.
Okay. Still sucks, but I was like, if you're doing that 5 days a week, man, that would just be infuriating.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love the textures that we get. Our friend Rose in Tacoma, my commute is the worst. I commute 1.1 mile each way. Takes me about 5 minutes.
Oh.
I love you, Rose, but screw you.
The Daily Migs Show.
You probably wouldn't consider it your proudest moment, but when have you tried to make someone else jealous? 206-803-ROCK. We talk about this because L.A. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, his wife Kelly, had to apologize after a story that she told on the Off the Vines podcast went viral.
I saw the video clip of this and I was just like, why is she sharing this? Why not just choose not to share this story?
So during this interview, she shared that she dated Matthew Stafford's backup quarterback in college at Georgia, and she did this just to make him jealous. So if you missed it, here is that audio.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
in? Oh, yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff, and the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he like waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Stop.
And he was like,
this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
I was, get out of my car. And he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, what? You can't tell me that.
What the?
Right? When I watched that, I was just like, wait. In a roundabout way, you're saying Matthew's kind of boring, and the backup quarterback, he was cool.
Oh, it's very cringy.
I can't even imagine being the husband in that situation and just like hearing that and being like, I don't want to hear this.
Right. Like, babe, why'd you go on that podcast? And why did you need to share? I know that you think this is a cute story to share, but man, you're painting me out to be a real dork here.
Yeah.
Some of those thoughts need to stay inside thoughts.
Do you see this beautiful house that my quarterback stylings have gotten us? Maybe you should shut up on these podcasts. So you shouldn't even do a podcast. What are we doing here?
She didn't even name the backup, but Joe Cox is now being targeted on social media. She had to go onto Twitter and apologize to Mr. and Mrs. Cox.
That sounds like an adult film star. Hi, I'm Joe Cox.
So she had to write, this was her tweet, "To this beautiful fam, I'm sorry for the media storm that happened last week that made its way into your lives. You had zero involvement in what I spoke about, and in fact, it was y'all's relationship in college that I looked up to and wanted to be in college."
Mm. She's trying to make it very clear that it had nothing to do with Cox.
Which makes sense.
Joe Cox.
She just made him look like a rock star, so at that point.
But here's the thing. He was in a relationship in college, so with the person that he's married to now.
Yeah.
So I don't, I mean.
Bad boy Joe.
Whoa. Is Joe the bad boy, or was there another quarterback?
Because
I think that's the thing. It's like there might have been another quarterback.
Gotcha.
But Joe might have been the main backup quarterback, and he's just looking at his wife like, look, I swear, you know me, I'm a dork too. There's no, I did not hang out with Kelly.
She is not just like a jersey chaser. She's a quarterback chaser. Just quarterbacks.
Have you ever done anything to make somebody jealous?
Not that I can really I can't think of anything real specific, but if any of the Rockaholics have, please call or text us, 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, somebody did text and said that they tried dating my then girlfriend's sister. I guess it was an ex or something along those lines. It did not work out well. Neither one of them like me anymore.
No.
You think?
Yeah, that's...
If anyone on this show... Well, no. I feel like there might be 50% of the show have done something to maybe make somebody jealous. And I think it's our friend Sarah and Danny.
Yep.
Sarah?
Do tell.
I mean, yes, I've done things to make... Well, my ex-boyfriend, I was hanging out with another dude. Not crazy-wise, just friend-wise to make him jealous, but it didn't work.
Didn't work out?
At all. He was the least jealous person ever.
He didn't care?
No. Which also, I feel like a little jealousy is okay. Like, be a little like, oh, babe, what you doing over there? Or something. There was nothing.
Mm.
But then a guy made me jealous by sleeping with two of my friends.
Did that work?
Sure did. It made me jealous, but also made me realize... We're done.
So you didn't get with him anymore?
No.
Because I kind of, not to that extreme, but I remember I was dating a girl when I first moved out here. And I don't know why, after a few dates, she wanted to try and make me feel jealous. So we were at some random show that was over at, remember the Rebar?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget this. And it was, I don't know what the, I can't remember what it was, but it was like guys and girls, like almost like burlesque stuff going on. And the audience participation was happening. So she just randomly got up on the stage and started licking the guy's neck. And I'm watching this and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, how does that make you feel? I'm like, it was stupid. She's like, did it make you feel jealous? I was like, no, it was just awkward. And I ended up, I'm like, I'm done. I got to go. Never talk to her again.
That's weird.
But like, I'm positive she was doing it to try and make me feel jealous.
Well, it sounds like she just straight up told you that.
Right, right.
Opie is on I-5. Tell us what you did with your ex.
I had a gal that had a little affair herself. And so, in turn, I decided to get jealous and took my ex to Las Vegas, and we were having some fun, and I videotaped it and sent it to her.
Okay. Was the person in the tape a consenting, like, they were cool with taping it and all that, or was that a sneaky?
No, it was absolutely consensual.
Oh, my God.
Did she think that was going to be awesome, too, to send it to her?
Oh, she didn't care at all.
What was the reaction like from the girl that received the video?
She wasn't very happy.
I'm very surprised by that.
You guys still good friends now?
Pardon me?
You guys still good friends now?
Yeah, we still date.
Oh,
the girl that you were hooking up with? You guys are still together?
No, the original girl.
Wow.
Wait, let me see if I got the math right. So the girl that you went to Los Angeles with, you're still together with?
Not Los Angeles, Vegas.
Vegas, sorry. Las Vegas, not Los Angeles. That girl.
I'm not with her. That was my high school girlfriend.
So you're with the girl that you sent the video to?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it did work, I guess, or it didn't work?
It worked out. We worked it out.
Has that ever come up anymore? Like, does she? Or it just, you guys don't talk about it?
We don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Just pretend it.
That's amazing.
Happened.
He deserves a medal.
Seriously,
write a book. How do you pull that off?
How to work the system?
I thought for sure he was talking about the girl he went on the vacation with.
That's what I thought.
That they stuck together. My God, that's a stupid question. And then, nope, it actually wasn't. Well, it was still a stupid question, but holy crap.
Well, let's remember she was cheating too at first. That's why he went, took the ex on.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know.
Is there any coming back to like somebody sending you a video of them boning somebody else as a way to get under your skin? Could you ever get back with that person?
Don't kink shame, man.
Fair.
That's a solid point, Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we are asking you to complete this sentence this morning. I'd like to do blank before I turn 100. Call us up now at 206-803-ROCK.
It's a simple text. I like to play Beat Migs before I turn 100. I still got 47 years to pull it off. LOL.
Ooh. And you could try in about 20 minutes?
Yeah. Stop texting and call in. Someone did say, because I mentioned I'd like to go to Japan, but I don't think my wife would appreciate it as much because I really just want to go and soak in all of the wrestling history that happened and has happened over the years in Japan. One person says, there's plenty of amazing things for your wife to do in Tokyo. It's an amazing city and without a doubt the most clean city I've ever been to. She'll appreciate that.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. If it's a clean place, she's in.
How long does it take to travel there? Like, what is that flight?
I have no idea.
A bazillion hours.
We have talked about doing one of those, like, go to Australia or things like that. But we're both, like, of the mindset of we need to save up a lot of money so that way we could splurge and get one of those fancy-ass seats in a plane where you can lay back. But I have no idea what those things cost. So we got to start saving, I think, today in order to plan our trip for 10 years from now.
Have you ever flown first class even? Because I have not.
I have.
I am not fancy.
It's pretty awesome. I've been fortunate enough where somebody else has fronted it and said, oh, here, I've never paid for a first class seat because that's just a little bit out of my budget. But, man, when you sit up there, you realize why people like sitting in first class. It's so much more comfortable. I mean, yeah, you get the free drinks and the food and the warm towel.
Do they give you a – do they do a cookie too?
They do the cookie. They don't do the warm towel anymore.
Oh, that's that then. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, they do the nuts though.
What do they do?
Oh, you get the cookie and the nuts?
The warm nuts.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I want a warm cookie, too.
Oh, they're always warm.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
We're asking you to complete the sentence 206-803-ROCK. I'd like to do blank before I turn 100. Parker in Kent, you've got a couple of ideas.
Yes, I do. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad the sun is shining.
Hell yeah.
And I think something everybody should do before they die is go skydiving, right?
Oh, wow. I don't know, man. I feel like that's what I'm going to do when I die.
You're right, yeah. But, I mean, what a thrill jumping out, flying in the air like that. I mean, who wouldn't want to experience that before they die?
So you've done it multiple times?
I have not, but there's one I want to go to probably this summer. And it's not even that expensive. I think it's like a couple $100 at most.
And a memory that'll last a lifetime for sure. Yeah, well worth it in that sense. All right, we got one text that says, you know what I want to do before I turn 100? Die. A lot of people are saying skydive. One person did say EDC in Vegas. That's the
Electric Daisy Carnival.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think I don't know. Is there a certain point where you're like, I might be a little too old to appreciate going
Steve
to EDC?
Don't you ever speak to yourself in a negative way like that, ever.
No, you don't.
You're
think?
Not too old.
You don't think?
You're never too old.
You don't think you're going to show up to one of these giant raves and feel like, hello, fellow kids?
I mean, you might feel a little bit like that, but I think everyone can rave. You can be a rave daddy.
Yeah, you can.
I have been known as late night daddy. So I think maybe rave daddy could be a thing. What do I have to do as rave daddy? Do I have to give hugs? Do I have to like...
I think you have to take care of your group, make sure no one gets separated, you know?
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a rave babysitter.
No, but in the times I've gone to festivals with you, I don't really keep tabs of the group. Like typically the group just kind of leaves and I just stay in the late night tent and keep dancing.
That's a great place to be.
That's where you find Rave Daddy.
That's where you always find Rave Daddy.
Do I have to be a shoulder to cry on if you have like a bad trip?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I'd like to do blank before I turn 100. Call us or text us 206-803-ROCK.
So I said to be able to afford a house in Washington. Well, that's not going to happen. That's just a series. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how expensive homes are right now. It's just nuts. Every once in a while we get like a little wild hair up our butt just to be like, hey, let's see what's going on. Yeah. And you're just like, wow, there's no way. And that just seems unfair.
Yeah, there's a place for sale down the street from my house that's like, it needs some work. And it's on acreage, which you know I love land, but it's $1.6 million.
We were watching like one of these home renovation shows. Like it's like one where they challenge each other to see who can like change up the house. It's like brand new homes with their blank slates. And they like all these contractors, they all like show who could do a better job of what's inside of it. And it was like on the water and like Florida. But they're like, these houses are they're worth $1.7 million. And they're like townhomes. They're connected. What? I'm just like, that just seems insane to me.
Yeah.
That you're paying close to $2 million. And that's not obviously here, but still kind of ridiculous.
Mm.
Someone said, like, Miss Daly, I want to go to Tomorrowland in Belgium. It's a multi-day rave with hundreds of thousands of people. Look up pictures. It's absolutely amazing. I've seen pictures of Tomorrowland. It does look insane.
Steve Miggs, you might remember, I actually sent you a video of one of the DJs at Tomorrowland using the song from her show, Money Heist. It was like a Money Heist remix, and it was awesome.
The place looked packed.
I would go to that. I mean, just the stage set is like towering over the people.
I just love going to any of those kind of over-the-top epic festivals, whether they be rock music or EDM, like any of those. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the fact that you're just around... Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, but there's something cool about being around that many people. Even like when we've done like our festival shows, like just being around people who love that same band as much as you do, there's just like a communal feeling until they get that one drunk, sweaty, slimy guy that just walks right by you. And you're like, God, dude, put your shirt back on.
Ew.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. I'd like to do blank before I turn 100.
Someone did want to tell us that it does take about 10 hours to get to Japan, but they still do the warm towel.
Oh, maybe it depends on your airline.
Yeah,
Danny. You can still get that warm towel.
I'm going to go to Japan just for the warm towel.
Tower.
So I don't think Supernova wasn't the one that you put on your list, right? What do you want to pull off before you're 100?
Same as you. I want to go to, but it's a different country, Ireland.
Ireland.
I've wanted to go to Ireland for so long, and I think that now that they have that like Aer Lingus site, which is like they have like cheaper flights directly from Seattle to Dublin. Mm-hmm. I just need to find the time to make it actually happen. I don't have my passport either, so there's like things that need to happen to make it happen. But I just want to go so bad.
Do you feel like whenever you have to leave and travel for X amount of hours, like Japan or Ireland or wherever it is, where I'm like you can't just do a week.
No,
you feel like you got to do more just because why am I gonna put myself through that hell of traveling for that long of a period of time and not stay there for an extended time?
So my cousin who was in town yesterday visiting, she said, oh, my aunt and her brother, my other cousin, are going to Spain to do like family heritage history, because that's where like our family originally came from. And she's like, yeah, they're going for 14 days. And I was like, that's the way to do it. Like,
hell yeah.
Go to Spain, spend 2 weeks there and just like backpack through it. Ah. Oh. I wish I could do that.
Does it have to be during St. Patrick's Day? Or do you want to just go whenever?
Oh, just whenever. We can go to Ireland whenever. I just want to go see. I want to go do everything. I want to go see the Isles and, you know.
Yeah, because somebody said I want to go to Oktoberfest in Germany.
That would be fun.
I've done Oktoberfest in Leavenworth and it was crazy. I can't even imagine what it would be like in Germany.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.